attention to those things because they know their teams have got to be ready to play, and one of the best at doing that joins us right now for a weekly visit, joins us on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline for a weekly conversation brought to you by Cedar Park Overhead Doors. Check them out on the web at cpdoors.com. Happy to visit with Jeff Abels, the head coach of the Bowie Bulldogs. Jeff, thanks for the time. How are you this morning?
Great, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I wanted to get your thoughts, coming out of, I guess, when folks talk about when you play a really good team, as you did last week in Westlake, one of the most important things, and this is important, win or lose every week, is to get your guys out of the game healthy and without a great deal of injuries. Did your guys hold up pretty well in that physically?
We did. I mean, we're a little bit banged up, but so is everybody at this time of the season. And when you play a physical team like Westlake, then of course you're going to get banged up a little bit. We had one young man with a broken wrist or a fractured wrist that will be out a few weeks, but everybody else is good. You know, we feel fortunate that we came out with just that, you know, so especially this time of year, you know, everybody's a little beat up.
Yeah, and I would imagine also, Jeff, I've asked you about this before, when teams that are good football teams like yours play teams that are obviously incredibly strong, and Westlake is a two-time defending state champ, and then the number one team in the state, and all that sort of stuff, that the important thing also is for your guys to continue to understand they're still a good football team, and by going back to work and getting back on the practice field, they can recover that good feeling. Is that the vibe you got from your guys this week?
No doubt. I was really, really proud of the way our kids played. They competed. They never gave up. They fought. And, you know, like you said, we're playing the number one team in the state and number three in the nation. And our guys knew that. And they went in there and they gave it everything they had. And as a coach, what else can you ask for?
Coach, I know your kids and your program, there's a lot of familiarity with the Aikens kids, not that far apart the two campuses are, but yeah, this is an Aikens team. They've won some ball games this year. They're right in the mix for a playoff spot. When you turn on the tape and watch Aikens on tape, what stands out to you?
They get after it. They play hard. They're physical. They run the ball well, and they have good athletes. And like you said, you know, they're 4-2, and right here in the playoff mix, and do a great job. And it's always a big rivalry game, as you mentioned, because we're so close to each other. They're kind of like a cousin, you know, and right here in the neighborhood. And a bunch of our guys played with a bunch of their guys over in middle school and are played against each other. So it's always a big game.
Coach Abels, I want to ask you kind of a non-football question. I know, like, Bowie High School has been undergoing, like, major construction over the last, like, 2 years, making it a little difficult to get around. But now it looks like it's about finished. And what are your thoughts on all the renovations to Bowie High School?
Well, I'm certainly happy for our kids that are able to enjoy, you know, good facilities. There's still work to be done on the other side of the building here. But, you know, with the number of kids that we have and the number of participation that we have in our programs, we certainly needed it. And, you know, being here 34 years now, I'm just happy for our kids that they have space to work in, you know, and it's been really nice, and we feel very blessed to have it.
Visiting with Bowie Bulldogs head coach Jeff Abels. Jeff, I want to go back to the health thing because we haven't, since the opening week, nobody's really asked you that much about it, and we're as concerned about the health of your young men, certainly as well as their availability. I know folks, when they talk about Diego Tello, they were like, oh, he's out, you know, is he going to come back? Is he not going to come back? You know, but as a coach, and folks who really follow the program, there's the concern about the health and recovery and the rehab of a young man like Diego. Can you update us on that, where he is in terms of getting healthy again?
Yeah, and I think it's a week-to-week thing, Craig. That's a great point. And every week we check in with his orthopedic doctor and our team doctor, and he gives us his progress of where he is with physical therapy. And you never know how those things are going to go, you know, and you hope that they get their strength back and their mobility and all those sorts of things, but you never know. And you're never going to push a kid to go, hey, let's go, hurry up, and get well. You know, you can't do that. You have to give them that time to heal on its own. And, you know, you have to go into to that looking at it like, you know what, we're going to do what's best for this young man for the long haul. And if this young man isn't ready to play the last two games of the year, or if you're fortunate enough to make the playoffs, if he's not ready then that's the way it is, you know, because life will go on after football is over here. So, but that's the way we handle all of our kids. It's, you know, safety first, making sure we look out for their best interest, not just, you know, here the next 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks of football season.
Good deal. Well, we continue to wish him the best, and you as well, Jeff. I know it's a big matchup tonight at Berger, and here's one other thing I want to ask you about. I know it's a little bit odd when it happens, but it's not often that in the stadium that you normally play in as for your home games, you're on the visiting side of the stadium. Is that a weird feeling when that happens?
I'm going to be real honest with you. It is a weird feeling. It's different for sure, but you know what? We've been over to Berger so much in the last couple of years, and some of our kids say we're the Berger Bulldogs because, you know, we've had to go over there because our campus was closed, and it is different for sure. But you know what? We've done it enough now to know that, hey, we're just on the other side, so it's still a football game. Go out there and play. So that's what we're going to do tonight.
Is there not a square inch of that property that you haven't walked over, looked at, examined over your time?
I don't think so. I've been in every storeroom over there that's under the stadium, every inch of the field. I mean, even playing on it back when I was in high school. I mean, back then we didn't have turf, you know, but it's certainly a sacred place here in South Austin.
No doubt about it. And we wish you the best on the sacred grounds tonight. Thanks, Jeff, and good luck to you and the Bulldogs tonight.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for all you do.
All right. That's Jeff Abels, head coach of the Bowie Bulldogs. Thanks, you can hear that game